Did you know that Dillon Brothers arranges financing for nearly 70% of their motorcycle customers? Getting on the bike of your dreams might be easier than you think.
Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's ride.
Robin Washit, HuskerOnline.com.
Man, I'll tell you what. That's a good question.
Robin Washit.
Something's gonna happen.
Robin Washit.
They basically slept walk from the opening tip.
Robin Washit.
Sounds like that's all but a done deal.
Dude, every Tuesday, checking with my guy Robin Washit, HuskerOnline.com. Robin, what is Isaiah Roby's bench press up to now? Like 600-700 pounds? Is he just like increasing it by 100 pounds each and every week right now?
Yeah, I think it gets bigger by the rep. So basically every bench rep he does, he's adding at least 2.5 pounds.
You know, what happens, I think, is he does a rep, then it brings down to his chest. They add 2 more plates to each side. Then he does another one. They just work their way up. That's pretty much how he's doing it. It's amazing.
You and I used to do that.
He's
on different levels.
Yeah, now I just, now I do a low weight, high volume, high rep. You know, that's where I'm at my life, you know. So you were at Friday Night Lights camp, correct?
I was.
What just, I guess I think a lot of us, there were 6,700 people there, but that doesn't mean everybody was there. What was the scene like? Like, give us some anecdotes. Like, what was it like? What's the vibe? What's the energy? What was it like there?
Well, they listed it just about 6,700, but I guarantee you it was more than that. In fact, somebody told me that, you know, that the clicker they were doing the head count with was only through one entrance. So there was another entrance that people were coming in. And so, I mean, I would be stunned if it was anything less than 8,000. That's probably on the low end. So it was unreal to have that kind of turnout for what realistically was a bunch of high school players in shorts and T-shirts going through football drills. It was one of the most unique Nebraska football events I've personally ever been a part of, and you could probably argue one of the most unique things ever the program's done.
Yeah. They got a DJ there spinning it. Like, it's nuts.
DJ, right. And out in front of the west side of the stadium, they blocked off stadium drive and had a fan fest where they had a bunch of food vendors and, some small little games. They had fire trucks the kids could tour. And it was almost like a carnival type deal. And if you weren't there right at 5 o'clock, getting food was difficult. I know Chick-fil-A brought 500 free sandwiches, and they ran out in 20 minutes. And they moved on to Runza and moved on to Amigos, and I think within the hour, all the food was gone. So it was one of those deals where I think Nebraska kind of realized just how big this thing could be.
Yeah.
So next year, I would not be surprised one bit if they don't take this thing to the next level and really make this an even bigger event than it was this year.
Can you tell, like, can you see the recruits' faces? Like, are these guys like, holy crap?
Yeah, I guarantee you none of those kids, you know, maybe with the exception of one or two, had ever seen anything like that. And, you know, I mean, we're talking about us not having seen anything like that. We're talking about kids that are taking the field, getting standing ovations from thousands of fans. I was kind of walking around the stadium beforehand, and Mookie Radley-Hiles, of course, you know, the face of the 2018 class, you would have thought that he was the mayor of Lincoln. I mean, he's posing with pictures, signing grown men's T-shirts. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I mean, but it just goes to show you just how how big of a deal this thing can be. And
right.
So, you know, they chanted players' names. You know, Micah Parsons got a chant. He loved it.
Of course.
DJ Pledger got a chant. And so, I mean, the kids ate it up, and, you know, that was probably for the middle of June to be able to showcase the passion behind a football program. I don't know if you could have done much better than that.
Robin Washit, HuskerOnline.com. Who stole the show? Which guy jumped out at you as just like, oh, my goodness, is that guy talented?
Far and away, Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I mean.
So the ranking is warranted. Being fifth best player in the country.
Stars don't matter, blah, blah, blah. There was a clear separation between the 5 stars there and everybody else.
Right.
Micah Parsons is legitimately a 5-star. I mean, for his size, you know, 6, you know, whatever he is, 6'4", 230, 240, something like that, to have that speed where he is just running by 4-star defensive backs and that's not even the position he plays. He's a linebacker. It was unreal. And, you know, some guys on our board, even, you know, it's probably a bit of a stretch, but they likened him a little bit to Lawrence Taylor. And just a freak linebacker who's got everything, size, speed, coordination, hands, basically everything you look for in a football player. I know for pretty much everyone that was in attendance there, Micah Parsons shot to the top of their wish list, and for good reason, because this kid he's on a different level than most any other high school football recruit I've personally ever seen.
That's insane. Robin Wash at HuskerOnline.com. You expect some of these guys to turn into commitments? I mean, or what's where's the thing? I know you're not necessarily intimately involved right on the football recruiting beat, but, like, what do you hear on that regard?
Yeah, I mean, going into the deal, Nate Klaus, who kind of runs our recruiting, he put the over-under at 1.5. And that was probably being conservative. So, you know, I think that you're realistically looking at least two, you know, because I think he took the over on that. So, I mean, we'll see what happens from there. But, I mean, I think that you're definitely going to see something. And it might not be like an immediate deal to where it anytime this week or, you know, in the next couple weeks. But that is going to leave a lasting impression
sure
on every single recruit that was there. And, you know, even for the guys that didn't participate in the camp, you know, there were a lot of highly touted recruits that were just there to kind of hang out and experience it on the visit. And, I mean, that's the type of thing you don't forget, just because it was such a unique, unreal setting that, you know, for a high school football camp, I don't know if there's anything those kids could compare it to.
So it's sometimes hard to tell, and I mean, when you see white wide receiver from Lincoln Southwest walking on, he's the next Brandon Riley. Yeah, I know you go there, but like Justin Holm, preferred walk on 2018. I mean, did he look like he could eventually 4 years down the road, 3 years down the road, help out?
Definitely. I mean, yeah, he's a big bodied kid, probably one of the biggest wide receivers at the camp, and he's got big hands. You know, during the one-on-one drills was kind of the chance I really got to watch him. And I mean, he was going up and catching balls at the high point and making plays. He caught a diving catch where it was good enough that it warranted a running kind of body bounce from Keith Williams. When you make a play like that, where you get Keith Williams sprinting 30 yards downfield to give you a chest bump, you know, you did something pretty good. So, I mean, he's that type of player. And for Nebraska to get him, you know, essentially as a walk-off, that's a pretty impressive haul. So I think he's another one of those Lincoln wide receivers. You know, you can add a few others that have come through this program. Brian Reimers is another one that, you know, could potentially make an impact down the road as he continues to develop.
And I know it's maybe hard to know for sure, but is the difference between Riley and Bo with the recruiting is just Riley's staff, extremely well-connected recruiters? Is that why the caliber of recruits that they're in on, and the fact that they're able to get these four- and five-star kids to pay their own way to come to a camp in June in Lincoln? Like, is it just that? Like, what is it?
Yeah, there's no doubt those connections
play
a factor in it. I mean, you know, Dante Williams, Keith Williams, you know, to have that kind of credibility with these kids that, you know, like you said, are going out of their way to pay their own way to come to the middle of the country for, you know, a June recruiting camp. I mean, it's more than just, you know, selling Nebraska. I mean, there's some personal relationships there that are paying off. But you also got to, I mean, credit Mike Riley himself for prioritizing it and, you know, pushing recruiting efforts.
Yeah, right. Clearly a priority.
At this time of year under the previous staff, I mean, they'd probably be on vacation right now. I mean, not to be a total knock on the staff, but it's the reality. I mean, they weren't doing things like this.
And
the innovation that this staff is showing towards creating new recruiting opportunities to get kids on campus, because as we say all the time, that's the biggest hurdle for a school like Nebraska. And to be able to have events like this, where not only you're getting top-level players, but getting them en masse, to experience something that, you know, they've never seen before in their lives. I mean, that's a huge deal. I mean, it goes credit all the way around. So Mike Riley for kind of spearheading it, his assistants for having the clout and the pull to get these kids on campus, and then the entire football staff for being able to create an event like this, then, you know, other, you know, Big Red Weekend and those types of things that can really capitalize, getting these kids here and, making the most of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Robin Wash at HuskerOnline.com. By the way, anything new on the Husker basketball side of things? I know it's June and it's nothing too major that's going on other than Isaiah Roby can bench 8,000 pounds. Anything else going on?
Yeah, nothing. As far as the team, they're still going through their summer workout.
Sure.
There's a clip I tweeted out of Glenn Watson getting a steal. And
yeah, I saw that.
A backdoor cut to Jordy Schmonga for a one-handed dunk that, I'm sure got some people excited. So, it looks like guys are, improving, and, that's kind of what this time of year is for. But nothing new on the recruiting front. Obviously, the draft was this past weekend, no Ty Webster. But I guess he did sign with the Charlotte Hornets Summer League team. As is his brother, Corey Webster. He's playing with the Mavericks. So both of the Webster brothers are going to be on the Summer League, which starts up here in July.
Yep.
So that'll be fun to watch. And then Tramp Hedaway, he is with the He's playing Summer League,
he's,
too, and I'm blanking on
Boston, right? Isn't Hedaway with –
Boston Celtics. That's right. So a couple Huskers going through the Summer League again. And I honestly think, it may not happen with Boston just because they kind of already have a pretty guard-heavy roster. He's going to get some looks, some legitimate looks from teams. So, it's not just going to be the Celtics that are watching him during Summer League. There's going to be a lot of other teams keeping an eye on him. And, I think he's got a realistic chance, at least a much better chance to make a roster than he did the last time around.
Robin Washit, HuskerOnline.com. Robin, good stuff, my man. We'll catch up next Tuesday, all right?
Sounds good, Nick. Talk to you later.
You got it. Robin Wash at HuskerOnline.com, breaking things down. It's crazy to think he said there might have been more than 6,700. And an amazing scene that was out there. And it's amazing to think about what connections and effort can get you, where it was like, the caliber of recruits that the previous regime was on, not even close to the same here. The inability to get kids, not even just come on an official visit, but they're getting kids to pay their own way that are more highly ranked. So just still, even though it's we're still a few days removed from it, still is it's pretty amazing what happened on Friday night. Got north of 7,000 people to watch a high school camp. Had 4- and 5-star guys everywhere. Now you gotta hopefully the only thing it makes a lasting impression. There's no doubt about that. But you wanted to see. I think we all maybe were hoping to see a commitment or two here in the few days or weeks to come after that camp. We're just a couple of days removed, so things can still happen. But you want to start turning some of those some of those dates into some action, if you know what I mean. So. We'll see and continue to monitor that. Thor Tripp's going to stop by at 12:30. Stephen Lassen, Athlon Sports, talking some college football at 1:15. But let's take a break. 402-951-1620. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. Or, of course, you can hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Top of the hour, ridiculous sports controversy that I'll give you my take on. But coming up next... let's get to 3 and out. Is that cool with you there, Corey? You good with that? All right. We'll do a little 3 and out with Corey. We come back.